KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, we have sunny skies. It's 57 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high around 80. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. It's been 2.5 years since a young woman from Council Bluffs was killed in a car accident in Omaha, a crash that was caused by a man who was in the country illegally. 21-year-old Sarah Roots had been an organ donor since first getting her driver's license at the age of 16. And now her mother, Michelle Roots, says she's in contact with the family of the person who received Sarah's heart.
The heart recipient's wife had emailed me and stated that her husband's birthday is coming up and they would love for us to meet.
The face-to-face meeting is set to take place on Sunday, although the location is being kept secret.
I get to hear my baby's heartbeat again, and that's going to be very emotional, but very rewarding in its own way as well.
Few details about the heart recipient are being released to maintain his privacy, but Root says all that really matters is that he needed a heart, and he got one.
He's full of energy and life now, and he can keep up with his grandchildren, and they just seem like a wonderful family.
Root says her daughter's organs have saved several lives, and knowing that Sarah helped so many helps to ease the pain of her death. Sarah Root, who was killed on January 31st of 2016, a matter of hours after she graduated with honors from Bellevue University. Omaha police say her SUV was hit by a drag racing drunk driver who was in the country illegally. 19-year-old Eswin Mejia, a native of Honduras, was released on bail and he disappeared. It's presumed he left the country. The city of Sioux Falls is facing a wrongful death lawsuit after a 5-year-old Iowa girl drowned in the Big Sioux River at Falls Park, South Dakota. The Argus Leader newspaper reports Sioux Falls attorney Brendan Johnson filed the federal lawsuit Thursday, alleging the city failed to provide sufficient safety precautions at the park. Maggie Zager of Audubon died March 18th after falling into the water from the riverbank rocks. Johnson is seeking damages on behalf of Zager's mother, Courtney Jane. The lawsuit claims the city had ignored recommendations to put up barriers to more clearly distinguish where the rock ends and the water starts. Officials have since improved building platforms and railings to improve safety. T.J. Nelson, the mayor's deputy chief of staff, declined to comment on the pending litigation. The recent disappearance of an Eastern Iowa teen has drawn the attention of some to the number of Iowans who've been reported missing, most of whom don't get the intense coverage provided by the media as others. According to the Iowa Department of Public Safety's Missing Person Clearinghouse, 72 people have been reported missing as of Thursday, their ages ranging from 13 to 58. The reasons for disappearing range from anywhere from just runaways to persons that have been possibly in a criminal involvement. In southwest Iowa, 3 people have been reported missing since Monday. A 4th was found earlier this week. 26-year-old Luke Cox of Council Bluffs was reported missing Wednesday. 15-year-old Belinda James of Council Bluffs disappeared on Tuesday. And 14-year-old Isabel Buckman of Council Bluffs was reported missing on Monday. A 4th person, 15-year-old Gavin Palmeros of Creston, had been reported missing on Tuesday, but he has since been found safe and returned home. Other high-profile cases in the media recently include 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts of Brooklyn, who vanished July the 18th, and 16-year-old Jake Wilson of LaPorte, who hasn't been seen since April 6th. The Shelby County Engineer's Office says a road that was closed near the end of May for bridge repair will be reopened to traffic today. Officials say 1000th Street between Shelby County Road M56 and Woodland Road between Jackson Township Sections 15 and 22 is expected to be open today. Elsewhere in the news, the impact of President Trump's announced soybean deal with the European Union is unclear. U.S. soybeans are already sold in Europe, and China's market for soybeans is far larger than the European Union's. Ray Gasser of Corning is the past president of the American Soybean Association.
Hopefully, you know, our ability to market our products to other countries besides China will be improved, and we'll be able to at least offset some of the China demand.
Soybean prices are down 20% from March when the U.S. trade disputes with China started to escalate.
U.S. soybeans are less expensive than South American soybeans today, so there's some good reasons to create new customers and hopefully new relationships for the future.
Another factor, according to Gasser, is that the global supply of soybeans is down because of a drought in Argentina.
You know, most of South American soybeans, or particularly Brazil's, are going to China now. So European Union and some of the other countries are needing to come to the United States for supply.
And for some European countries, they've labeled American soybeans as genetically modified, and they refuse to purchase U.S.-grown beans. Gasser says he hopes Trump administration's negotiations with the European Union will resolve those conflicts, erase all the tariffs, and make the European market a larger sales option for U.S. soybeans. And an earthworm native to East Asia has been confirmed in Dubuque and Muscatine counties in eastern Iowa. The Iowa Agriculture Department said they're usually called jumping worms because of their vigorous wriggling when they're disturbed. They're also referred to as crazy worms or Alabama jumpers. They can grow to be up to 8 inches long and are found closer to the soil surface than any other earthworm and they're found amid leaf litter. The Ag Department says leaf litter protects open areas of land, and when worms consume the litter and the soil, the land is subject to compaction, increased water runoff, and erosion. The department recommends against moving compost, mulch, and or topsoil from potentially infested areas and against moving plants from the infested counties. Our news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.